Good evening, everyone. This is Dolores Cannon again with the Metaphysical Hour. And we're live tonight, and we don't have any guests tonight. So if anyone out there wants to call in and talk, this is a perfect night to do it, because we're not going to even worry about what the guest is speaking about. So if anyone has any questions, they can call in tonight, because we're going to focus our main show tonight on the conference that we're going to be having in just a few weeks. It's coming up very fast.
2 weeks.
Yeah, here we are in June, and I don't know where the year went to. It's really flown by.
Mm-hmm.
But we're putting all our efforts into this conference now, and the publicity and the focusing on it. And, you know, these things are not easy to put on. They take a lot of work. So we're focusing on that, and the only speaker we have left to interview will be next week.
Da-da-da-da!
This is going to be Lindsay Wagner, and we're going to be interviewing her next week, and she is the keynote. But before we go on, let me give you the toll-free number in case anyone does want to call in tonight. It's 1-888-815-9756. 1-888-815-9756. In case anybody wants to call in, and like I said, it's kind of like an open forum tonight anyway. But we're really excited about the conference. This is our fifth one, and every year it has just gotten bigger and bigger. We have so many tremendous speakers,
mm-hmm.
and we had over 400 people last year, and we're expecting to go even more than that mm-hmm. this year. And do you want to tell them about the vendors? You said the vendor part is just about
yeah,
full.
Yeah, I've got about 3 spaces left if anybody wants to come in and join us. I mean, this is filling up fast, very quickly. And it's a huge room, and we're going to have lots of really wonderful things. So.
Uh-huh, and it's mm-hmm. it's as big.
The, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Last year, we had to turn them away at the last minute. We
right.
had a smaller area for the vendors.
Right.
But this year, it's a big one.
Yeah.
So we've got really good vendors along with all the speakers.
Right.
Some of our vendors have been with us for several years.
The entire time.
A whole 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they say it's the best thing they've ever been to, and they just stay with us.
Well, we know how to treat them.
Mm-hmm.
We always treat our vendors right, because they are like the backbone of the
right.
conference.
Well, we've been to so many conferences ourselves. We know what we liked and what we didn't like, and we just took the best parts of everything we liked, and that's what we came up with. So
yeah, because a lot of them, the vendors are overlooked or they're not treated correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided in the very beginning we were going to do this right.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why people say they feel so much energy at our conference. They said it's a good energy. Even the first year,
mm-hmm.
When we only had about 100 people,
mm-hmm.
they said it was like pure magic.
Right. They said it was the best thing they'd ever been to. And we're like, well, what did we do?
Yeah.
We didn't know what we did that was, you know, that made it work that way. So, like, how do we keep doing it? So, but every year we keep being told the same thing. So I think it's just we just do what we think is right and what we like to do and how we would want to be treated. And I think that's it. We just do it from our hearts. So,
well, you know, like I've been speaking. What?
Okay.
Okay, go ahead. As I said, I told anybody to come in that wanted to come in tonight. Okay, who's there?
Hi, Doris. My name's Frank. I'm from Long Island, New York. How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
This is Frank from New York.
Okay, we had to get you up a little louder. I hope it's not too loud. Your voice was soft. Go ahead. What's your question?
Hi, Dolores. Thanks for taking my call. My question is, I discovered back in last October that I could feel energy with my hands. So I've been searching all different types of energy modalities to learn, you know, and I've come across all different kinds. But I was wondering if in your investigation and communications with whoever you communicate through your process, if they ever mentioned anything about healing modalities and which one would be more effective for things like cancer?
For cancer.
Anything
for cancer.
Okay.
Yeah, I had a client just come to me today who had cancer. So I work with cancer patients a lot in my work. But yes, they're constantly talking about the different healing modalities. I get lots of clients who are either healers or they're wannabe healers. There are so many different modalities, and some are better than the others. I think it depends on what is right for you, what ones that you can adapt
right.
to.
Well, what I would say, since you're already feeling the energy in your hands, that's your natural ability. You're bringing that from another time and place. So that's your natural thing. Good, bad, whatever, it doesn't really matter which one's best or better. I think it's, like she said, what works for you. You're bringing that through at this time. So,
I feel it, and I feel it's something I want to develop, and I want to be of most use to whoever I help. And
yeah. Well, you know, there
how
are,
do I
there
know how to pick which one would be most effective? I only have
well,
so much money.
Reiki, there are Reiki classes, and some people go to that. And some of that is used by hands-on healing, and other ones they work within the aura. And they have many levels of the Reiki classes, but
yeah,
other ones decide, they said they want to go further.
Yeah, it goes beyond that.
And even the reconnecting healing that Eric Pearl does, you said this is beyond that also.
Reconnective healing, it's like he said Reiki is a part of it, you know, but I found once I did that, immediately it morphed and just took on life of its own, and it's just because it's something that's natural that's there, and it's like I had it naturally within me to do it, so that's why it took on life of its own, but...
But, Julie does the healing. She feels the energy, and she knows how to direct it. And there is a school in Fayetteville, the Ozark Research Institute, that does teach it, too. But there's a lot of places you can take it. But I think that's the most important thing. If you feel the energy in your hands, it wants to go somewhere. It wants to do something. I think
well,
you try to hold it.
It's funny that you mentioned the reconnective healing, because what I don't know, I don't claim to be intuitive or anything, but I felt like... that I needed to do something that was not hands-on. And I went to Reiki circles, and I took a class called IET, Integrative Energy Therapy, and that was nice, but they just didn't seem right for me. And I signed up for the class. I'm waiting until it starts for the reconnection. And I think it's funny that you mentioned that, because what I was feeling was that it needed to be hands-off. And I was wondering if there were other energies, modalities, other than the reconnection and Reiki, and that you think were very effective.
I'm sure there are. The thing is your intent, it's all the same energy. You're tapping into the same thing. It's just a matter of how they want to do it. And some of them say this is the only way. But like I said, you follow what feels right for you. And when you follow the instruction, first learn how to kind of do it, but then... just let it work through you, and that's what I mean by it morphs on you. When you just let it express through you, it takes on a life of its own, and it starts developing in its own way through you, and that's what you're bringing from this other time and place is what you used to do with it. It's just what they will be showing you is how to recognize it and how to use it, manipulate it, you know, with that. But then...
the intent.
Right, with the intent and everything, but then you will go from there. What I have found the reconnective healing to be very wonderful for, I mean, was showing how to do distance work. And to me, that is even more powerful than when I'm right there with someone, actually working on them. Distance, I mean, it's in a flash. You tap into their energy, and you can immediately work on them. It's fantastic. So
is reconnective healing, is that hands-on?
No, you're just working in. No, you're
in,
just
the
in their energy.
Field?
You're in their field. You don't ever touch them.
Okay. Because some people don't like to touch the other person.
Right, but they teach you how to do it right there with them. But then they also teach you how to do it remotely. And I was very surprised when I did it remotely how strong. And I've talked to other people that do it too, and they said it's more powerful when you do the remote work than when you do that right with the person.
But can you visualize?
Me?
Can you visualize? I was wondering if you had to visualize the person at a distance. You don't have to.
Well, the heels teach you to do that, but I didn't have to do that. I just think of the person, and all of a sudden you get their vibration. So it's like you just think about them, and you tap into their energy. And once you do that, then it's instantaneous because your intent is in there now, and it's like, okay, how can I help? And then you just go to work, you know. So you know, like I said, in the class, they'll tell you to visualize or use a photograph or do things like that. I think that's just to get you to that stage. But the whole thing is once you figure out how to tap into somebody's energy, it's really easy, and it's very fast and stuff. And it's, and if you're not supposed to, it'll tell you that too. I mean, that this remote work is really fantastic.
But
so.
You have
how
to
does
have
it
the
tell you?
Pardon?
How does it tell you when you're not supposed to work on them?
Well, one time, sometimes like a big hand will go up and it'll say no. It'll like it's blocking you. You'll just feel it. You know, you're not supposed to come. It's like you won't be allowed entrance. Sometimes you'll see things like that, or you'll feel it like I'm not supposed to go there. It's like something's pushing you back.
Because you can only work on somebody with their permission, even if it's their unconscious permission.
Right, right. And if you're allowed in, I mean, you feel welcomed. I mean, you just go right in. It just lets you come right in. And then you're like, and then you just send, you know, you're just, you can, I don't know, you just start seeing things. I can't really explain that part because it's like you're allowed in and then you just go, okay, let's go to work. So,
but
now,
do
you find that modality helps people that are in pain?
Yes. I've had people confirm immediately. I had some people ask if I would work on them. They didn't know when I was going to do it. And then I just did it at some point, and then they tell me later, I knew exactly when you were doing it. And they told me, and it confirmed it, when I did it. So, yes.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. That's basically all I wanted.
But also, I mean, that's one form. And then a lot of people that are doing this are also doing the hypnosis. So I think it gives them different modalities. And this hypnosis that Dolores does is instantaneous. I mean, it gets to the core. See, that goes one step further. Get to the core. What is it that's causing it? And then, because where a lot of these energies, that's what you're looking for. You're trying to get to the core of it. But through this other, you have the person's cooperation where they're getting you to the core, to what the issue is.
I can't believe I forgot. I always said to myself that if I ever got on the phone, I would ask you this. Do you have to learn this? I'm sorry to cut you off, but I didn't want to forget this question because I've been wanting to find this out for a while. I'm not trained as a hypnotist, so can I learn how to do that?
What, the hypnotist?
Yeah, he's not trained as a hypnotist.
Oh.
He learned to do it without being trained.
No, that's it. In my very first class I ever did 8 years ago, I thought you had to be a hypnotist to understand what I was teaching. And then I found out people were coming to me and they were begging me. They said, please let me take your class. I'm not a hypnotist, but I really want to do this. Then we found out if that's the passion, if they really want to help people, mm-hmm. and some of them are doing other healing modalities, we found they are much better at learning this than those who have had years of hypnosis training. Because the other ones are kind of stuck in their way, their method.
Right, and they have to unlearn what they learn because your method is different.
Yeah, I always tell them, forget everything you've been taught. We're going to learn a totally different method because it's one that I developed it myself, so that's why it's different. But anyone can learn it.
Because you take them. She takes you step by step, everything you need to know to do it. And so, you know, nobody's left to start.
In New York?
Yeah, you've been in New York several times.
Oh, yes, I've had several classes, and one was just this last year.
Mm-hmm.
I've done
many
in that area.
You'll be in New York again?
Oh, probably. I'd say maybe in another, maybe about a year, maybe.
Yeah, because this whole year now is pretty full. We're going to be, we do a lot of work overseas, and we're going to start traveling.
But we like to do at least one class on the East Coast and the West Coast, and then a couple in the middle of the state. So that's where we bounce around on the East Coast, you know, as to what good areas.
And we just did the East Coast.
I'm sorry, there's no delay. I don't mean to cut you off.
That's fine.
That's okay. We just did the East Coast just 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it was North Carolina.
So we weren't planning on returning there the rest
this
of this
year. Right. But probably, you know, next year we'll be back. So.
Uh-huh. Because I've done several up there, and I've done classes in Montreal, too, which is not too far away.
Mm-hmm.
Is your schedule on Ozark, I forgot the name of the site, Ozark Press?
OzarkMT.com.
Yeah, I have a bookmark, that's why I don't remember the name. But is the schedule on that website?
Yes, it is, and we keep adding to it, so that's where you'll see it change and keep being added as things are developed. So. Mm-hmm.
With addition
more than one class, or is it just one class?
No, what do you mean more than one class?
In terms of, like, you know, like there's Reiki 1, Reiki 2, Reiki 3.
Right. There's a level 1 and a level 2. And not everybody needs to take level 2. It's just there if you want, if you have questions or if you need a little bit more information. But you get everything you need with level 1 to proceed.
It's a 3-day class.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
You can learn everything in that 3 days. And
right.
then I intend people to practice. And if they're having problems, they can come back for the level 2, which is just 1 day.
Mm-hmm.
And those are if they have questions.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And we also have a website where the students interact with each other after they've taken the class.
Mm-hmm.
So they can ask questions if they're having problems. So we have a big support group once the person has taken the class.
Right.
Oh, that's great. I'm going to read up on it. Go to your site.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Okay.
I was thinking we're going to be up in that area in July, but it'll be in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
It's, we'll be doing a lecture. It's not a class, but it's going to be a lecture. I'll be up there.
Oh, that's
right.
Cool.
Okay.
Okay.
All
thank
right.
you.
Thank you very
thank
much.
You, Frank.
Okay. I think we heard another beep. I think somebody else is there. Hello.
Hello, Dolores.
Yeah.
Yes. Hi, ladies. This is Dale from Florida.
Hi,
okay.
Dale.
I'm calling in with an update. I'm doing pretty good down here. It's warming up. Summer's definitely here. And no, we're not feeling any oil here on the coast yet. And hopefully
that's
not.
That's good.
Where I'm in the Tampa Bay area. The question that I have is, now I've just listened to your last caller, and I do, I am now taking classes occasionally at this one metaphysical shop down here. It's called Serenity Now, and they do teach the Reiki 1, 2, and 3 classes, which I am going to start here real soon because Dolores, last November, and I'll just refresh your memory because I know you talked to a lot of people. You were instrumental in really waking me up on the Coast to Coast show with George Norrie. And it was just things that started waking up and making sense to me. Well, since then, just fast forward, I am waking up and there are things that are occurring now and are happening to me. Clairaudience. I'm hearing things just for a brief moment in time that just seems to be like heightened bionic ear type stuff that I swear I feel like the bionic man. I can hear things from a far away distance, or maybe it's multidimensionally. I don't know, but it happens so quick that I'm not able to make sense of it. Catching things in the corners of my eyes. But the things that are really waking up, I believe, is in my dream state. And God help me, I think I've come from... Maybe, from what I've been told, it could be the seventh or eighth dimension. Have you heard of anybody coming in that far up, down here, as a human being?
Boy, you won't believe what my clients have told me. Because, you know, I have the 3 convoluted universe books, and I'm even getting more strange information than what I've already printed. And they're coming in from as high as they can be because they want to be here during this time, and
it's
very
important.
Well, I think
it's important. They want to be here, and then it's the helping part,
the helping
too,
to be here,
but
it's very difficult on them because imagine if they've come, they're already that evolved, their vibration and frequency is already that evolved to come down to this
world. Well, yeah,
and
here's
distance,
the thing. I haven't been on anybody's table yet as far as being hypnotized. This is all coming out of my own conscience.
I know I
come from a place that's very etheric. It's the color doesn't even exist on the color scale. But if I had to put it, it would be something close to kind of like a purplish pinkish color, but not quite that.
Yeah.
Very bright, very clean and crisp, and I don't even have a name. My name is more of a sound.
That's what it is, yes.
Because
they don't use names. It's all vibrations and frequencies and mind to mind.
Where am I from? The Lord help!
Does it really matter?
Humans are the ones that need labels. The other ones don't because it's all mind to mind and we all know each other just by our vibrations and our frequencies. But the colors you're describing, I've heard those many times through my clients. But a lot of them don't, some of them only discover it during hypnosis. Other ones are having the same experiences mm-hmm. that you are having. Some of them think they're going crazy right. because mm-hmm. it doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just the, well, we call the awakening.
Right.
The veil
I've had
is
a lot
thinning.
Of I've had a lot of anger that I've been trying to muster through and be through. I haven't quite got it licked yet, and I'm hoping I could find somebody close by here that has been to your classes and that could take me deep and maybe have a major cleaning, you know, a clearing.
What?
I haven't had any clearing, and this could be coming from another lifetime, too.
Mm-hmm.
It could be, but what are you so angry about?
I don't know. I have been like this for most of my life.
Probably for coming here from that other plane.
I don't know how to tell you. I was hyperactive as a kid, and I was treated with Ritalin and Depakote.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
and
did you hear what Julie said? It's probably the anger from coming from that higher plane. You get here, and you're thinking, what in the world was I thinking of? I hear I come into this place where they're so stupid and dumb, they haven't got a clue.
You're probably angry at yourself for volunteering for this.
Oh, my God. My God, that's it. Because I always say, I can't believe I'm here. What?
Yeah.
What could have possessed me to come here? I don't want to be here. This isn't my place. Why did I come here?
I hear this all the time from my clients. Is what was I thinking? And they always say, I don't want to be here. What am I doing here? And it's the same thing. And that's what I'm lecturing on now everywhere I go are these waves of volunteers. And they said, finally, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I volunteered.
Mm-hmm.
But that kind of helps a little bit. Most didn't want to be pushed into this, but especially the ones like you who came from the higher vibrations, that's a shock to the system to come into this place.
Yeah, but you had grand motives. You had grand intentions, you know. I mean, and you're actually doing a very good job. I mean, that's why we're awakening, is because of beings and souls like you that have come here to raise the vibrations. That's it. So you are doing exactly what you came to do. So... welcome.
Well, that's
congratulations.
Good, because everybody I come in contact with, they always feel like they do feel, they feel like after talking, after I get done talking with them, they do feel like they're refreshed in some way. And I'm like, okay, great. So how do I amp this up? How do I really live up to it? My question, another question I have, this Reiki 1, 2, and 3 classes, will this help me hone what I know and maybe hone any skills that I may have hidden?
I don't really know how the Reiki classes work, except they're used for healing. Are you studying metaphysics?
Well, I'm thinking about getting into the study of it, yes, and using it to see if I could tap into healing powers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm picking up tingling sensation in my fingertips,
yeah.
And now
yeah.
I can do it at will. I mean,
yeah,
I could actually conjure it up.
Yeah, that's the beginning. I would say, see how it feels. Like the other gentleman, he said he did it and it didn't feel right, and he's just still looking for what feels right. If it feels right, then that's where you need to be. If it doesn't, keep looking, and it may be something that you end up doing all on your own. I don't know, but you know, I think it's a good place to start. It's fine. There's nothing wrong with it at all.
Because there's so many modalities, and somebody had to think these things up in the beginning anyway. But, you know,
right.
What I was going to say, that they say this is the most challenging planet of all, and you come here to learn emotions and limitations. But a lot of people, once they get here, they don't like it. But what did you they told you that just that you were greatly admired.
Mm-hmm.
You're very brave to come to Earth.
Well, actually, they didn't tell me. It was Julia Hansen. They told her. She's one of our authors. They said this universe is the most complicated universe of all the universes to be in. And this planet is the most difficult of all the planets within this universe to be on. And so in order to just even be here, you had to be a master manifester to even gain access, because that's how difficult it is. So it wasn't just like, oh, I think I'll go there. No, you had to go through all kinds of stuff to get here. So... to me, that's just really cool, because usually they're trying to say that the one, like, we're the outcasts and the dregs of society and all this stuff. It's like, no, we are master manifestors to get here. So,
and you know what that means, Dale? That means that if you're a master manifester, you can have anything you want in your life because you know how to create it.
I can't even get a job, and you're telling me I can have anything I want?
That's right. Anything you want. You got to know. Well, which one are you going to believe? You going to believe that you can't or that you can?
Either way, you're right.
You know what? You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. I got to get off this humanoid belief system.
That's right. Start being the being that you are.
Well, I got news for you. This solar system that we're in now, we're in the Milky Way galaxy. Are you aware that this galaxy was part of the Pleiadian Assyrian galaxy over in that area?
We did share
at one time the same galaxies, but there was a split billions of years ago. And we are intentionally supposed to go back there, and I believe I've been waking up and I've been getting these inclinations that the others that came with me are here to reverse the balance because the Earth is going through, it's not just the Earth, it's this solar system, but the others around and within the galaxy are starting to ramp up to rejoin, which is going to take millions of years to do, but this is the reason why it's happening now, but in 2012 there's something monumental that's going to happen about the opening of some gates. I don't know if there's, there's 12. I'm not sure exactly. I've got to do a little research, but something about the gates are going to be opening up, and it's going to be available to everybody. When the third, fourth, and fifth dimensions start to intertwine, and it's starting to happen now.
Oh, yes, that's what I'm lecturing on and what I'm writing about. It is definitely happening now. That's what we mean about the awakening and the veil is thinning. There's a lot of things that are happening, and people are confused because they don't understand what it is. But those like you who know, you'll be able to adapt to it a lot easier. You just go with it, and you'll know. You'll be led the way you're supposed to go.
Well, see, that's why you have these abilities. See, you're starting to wake up to them now. Those are going to start coming in. Now that you've opened the door, they're going to start probably rushing in pretty quick. And
the abilities will increase.
They'll just keep increasing. Pardon?
I'm not even afraid of it. I'm like, come on, bring it on.
Absolutely. Have the attitude of, cool, bring it on.
There's only two rules you have to remember, Dale. One is you never manifest anything that's going to harm another person. And you never take away from any other person. As long as you obey those two rules, you're okay.
What do you mean by never take away?
Yeah.
Well, like, I want that guy's job. And then and then he may have to lose his job for you to get it. You know, but you might, you know, but I want a position like that. Or, you know, you'd create something for yourself, but you don't have to have somebody else lose theirs in order for you to get it. Because that's showing lack and that's showing bad karma.
Create bad karma, which you don't want to do. Yeah, always think of what's best, the highest good for everyone, and then you'll be okay.
The book out there is called The Secret. Would that help me maybe kind of focus that?
Well, The Secret is not new, you know. That came from a book that was printed in the 1800s. They just had a better advertising campaign.
Yeah, but he's wanting to know if that might be a good way to kind of start.
It could be. Mm-hmm. I've written about it, too, but it's just so simple. It's just visualizing what you want to create, and you can have anything you want. But first, you got to know what it is you want. Otherwise, if it's vague, you won't get it. You have to know what you want before you can create it. But I think there are some good principles in that book.
Right.
Because it's based
on
very...
I'm going to look around and poke around. Because I'm like this, like I said, every day now, you know, I try to take it as I go. I'm not rushing it. I really do frequent the local pool. We have a pool over here in the community. And I'm in that three times a week. And quite frankly, that's where I've been doing my meditations, and I just float around in there like a cork in water. And my God, did they come flooding in. It just feels like I'm just being immersed with.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're opening up.
In the past, I've received downloads, but I haven't felt a download since the first of the year, and I'm wondering now if it's just because I'm getting more accustomed to them, because the ringing in my ears hasn't stopped for 3 years, and I know that has something to do with it.
Right.
The ringing in the ears.
Oh,
we did.
Am I prepared for another major download?
Okay. But, Dale, I thought I heard a beep like somebody else is wanting to get through, too.
Oh, okay. I'll let you go.
Because
lady.
On our end, it makes a beep when somebody is trying to come in. But just keep exploring because you're on the right track.
Absolutely.
Great.
Just
well,
stay open and just keep. Well, the things are coming to you naturally, so just stay open and they'll just keep doing that. And they're going to guide you to where you need to be and where you need to be looking and studying. So.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, listen,
congratulations.
Thank you very much, ladies, and enjoy your conference.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, is there someone else on there? Because I did hear a beep.
I am, yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Hello?
I'm sorry you had to wait, but thanks for waiting.
Hi, this is Jehala from Tennessee.
Okay.
I'm from Alcyon. one of the first of the ground crew back in the 50s. The question I want to ask you, Dolores and Julie, is this. And I'm not going to try to be secretive, but I have to be careful about how much information I divulge, because there's just things happening right now on the planet that can be dangerous to some people due to the dark elite group. You know, there are things that are waking up over in the Giza, area of Egypt and around the pyramids and stuff, right?
Yes.
And underneath the Sphinx, and they've been doing, nighttime digs illegally and all this kind of stuff. And they've found an area, but they can't find anybody with a high enough vibration that can enter into that space.
Yes, we have a very good friend who is the one who has gone over there and has discovered those tunnels underneath the Sphinx. And she was able to get to the doors to where they could open them and go in. And she's part of the ones who are exploring over there.
I know because back in one of my past lives, I was one of the priest shamans who worked there.
Yeah.
I know how and what they got to do to be able to access the entrance without physical harm.
Yes, because you have to match the vibration.
Correct. There are certain things they got to do and certain things they have to wear. I'm not going to talk about it over the air. How could I get a hold of you to give this information to them? And I'm not quite sure that maybe I'm not one of them that's supposed to be there to do this, and that's the reason why I'm calling you tonight.
Okay, well,
Carol
Pate is the one I'm speaking about. She's been there many times working with the people. In
I read
Egypt,
about her.
And
yeah.
She has been down there many times. She's the one that knows all about it and how to get in there.
She'd probably be the one to contact because we don't have any.
Carol Pate, P-A-T-E?
Yes.
P-A-T-E, and she's in Little Rock.
Mm-hmm.
You can get her on the website, too, Carol Pate, and she usually works on murder cases for the police, but she also is a psychic investigator and works on the pyramids and the Sphinx. She's highly respected.
Okay.
She'd be the one to contact.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
And what do you see as far as my mission as we get further into all of the changes that are going on in the awakening? I do animal work. I'm a communicator and healer with animals.
That's excellent.
Just keep doing what you're doing because that's what you're guided to. So.
Yeah, that's excellent
that's
if you're
thought.
Working with the animals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
Whenever we get time, I'm going to call and set up a time for, I'd love to meet you guys in person. You're not that far away.
No, we're not. We're having our conference. We're having our conference here in just a few weeks, too, over here in Rogers, Arkansas.
Oh, really? Okay.
That's what we were
talking
about. Maybe I can
get a chance to get there.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I didn't catch where it was going to be, though.
Yeah, we'll get that out at some point.
Yeah, we're going to get it out before we go off the air today. But okay, I heard another beep. So
okay.
Thank you. I heard another beep. So tonight, I guess it's going to be call-in night. That's good. Who else is on the line? Hello. I thought I heard another beep. Well, maybe they hung up. Okay. All right. Well, let's get back to the conference. What?
Okay.
No beep yet. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Okay. I thought I heard a beep while she was talking.
Only beep and Dawn, huh?
I thought I heard somebody while she was talking. Okay, but the conference is going to be in Rogers, Arkansas,
right. Mm-hmm.
Which is very close to us. We had to move to a bigger venue because last year we outgrew the venue we were at, and it's at John Q. Hammond's Center,
mm-hmm.
And this is the largest venue in the state of Arkansas. And you can find out all the information about how to get there
mm-hmm.
through our website. And the website, you know, we have Ozark Mountain Publishing, but it's abbreviated. It's Ozark MT, OZARKMT.com.
Or an easier one is just to put your name, DoloresCannon.com. And I have, both spellings will get there.
It'll all come up.
Mm-hmm.
But do you want to tell them about the prices? This is very reasonable. It's 3-day conferences.
Yeah, and we have to be one of the best price conferences in the nation. I mean, we have to be. I don't know how we do it.
And with all the wonderful speakers we bring in.
Right, right. But for the full entire conference, now these are pre-registration prices, but the full 3 days, it's $150. If you wait until you get to the door, it's $180. And then we have daily prices, and then we also have prices for just the keynotes, which are on Friday night is Danian Brinkley, Saturday night is Lindsay Wagner, and Sunday night is Dolores. So we can break it down in different ways like that, you know, if that's what you're looking for. But definitely the best value is the full package, and we have so much.
And it goes on, what, all day long?
It's 9 to 9 on Friday and Saturday and 9 to 5 on Sunday. So
you get a lot for your money anyway.
Absolutely. And we have a great rate on the rooms there at the hotel at the Embassy Suites. They're all suites, and they're $94 is our I can't talk, our rate.
Our rate for the
block rate.
Okay. But we're going to go through quickly here in the time we have left some of our speakers. Let's talk about the keynotes first, I guess.
Okay.
Then we're going to go one by one, but we've had a lot of time taken up with the callers, which was wonderful.
Absolutely wonderful.
We want to
start with the Friday night keynote is Danian Brinkley.
On Friday night, the first day of the conference, the keynotes are going to be in the evening.
Yes, they start at 7-ish. You know, it varies depending on the schedules. But
Danian Brinkley, see, all these people have been on our show, but Danian Brinkley is the man who was struck by lightning, and he really died. He was in the hospital, I don't know how many minutes or whatever it was that he was dead, but when he came to, he was in the morgue, and he was just pronounced dead.
That's called everybody's nightmare.
Come through in the morgue, and he couldn't move. They said the only way they knew anybody was alive under there was he was able to breathe, and he was blowing the sheet, and that's how they finally noticed somebody was there, was still in there. But he said afterwards in the hospital he had to learn how to walk, he had to learn how to talk, everything all over again to get his body to work. But he was hit by lightning and he was dead, and he went to the other side, and he has a tremendous amount of information. He's written 3 books on what he experienced over there, and they made a movie. It was called Saved by the Light. It had Eric Roberts in it, and about the incident. But after that, in the years to follow, because of the damage that was done to the body by having a lightning bolt go through you,
mm-hmm.
He died again. He had a heart attack and died. But that time, you know, he didn't. He says he only died really one time. And
those he's calling near death, right?
The others calling near death because they really brought him back. The second time was a heart attack, and the third time was pressure that built up in his brain. And he had to have holes drilled in the skull to relieve the pressure. But the first time, he said, was the only time he was really literally dead.
Mm-hmm.
But I say he's a man who died 3 times and lived to tell the tale. He is one of the most fantastic speakers you will ever hear. He's well known in the metaphysical community. And he's going to be the speaker on Friday night.
Yeah, we had him on the show. That was the first time I ever heard him talk, and I was so impressed. I was like, we have to get him.
Well, we're old friends. We go back a long time.
I'd never heard him, and he was just fantastic.
And he's been working with the hospice and the veterans ever since his death experiences, and he is very dedicated to helping people know what it's like to cross over. Well, then, on Saturday night, the keynote is Lindsay Wagner, the original bionic woman. Julie said we got to say original because they did make a movie later.
Apparently there was a remake, and it wasn't very flattering with someone else, and so we need to say that.
But she was the original bionic woman, but she made many, many movies. She won an Emmy for one of her TV shows. So she's been around a long time and a fantastic woman, but we didn't realize she was so into metaphysics.
Right.
And she's going to be putting on a workshop.
Right. She's going to be doing a oneness blessing.
And what is that anyway?
Well, I don't know. I'm not the one to ask. Some people that do know are just saying, oh, my God, it's wonderful. The energy that's created is just phenomenal. And so I'm really anxious to find out.
Well, she's going to do 3 hours, and so it's going to be a lot.
Yeah, she'll be doing a talk, and then she'll be doing this blessing. So
she said normally she asked for 5 hours, but we couldn't give her that long because of the other speakers.
Well, we couldn't structure it that way, but if she needs 5 hours and it wants to go 5 hours, guess what? It's going to.
Well, she's the last speaker on Saturdays. If she wants to keep going, we're going to let her do it.
Absolutely.
And then on Sunday night, I guess I'm the keynote there.
You're it. You're it.
So I'll be talking about the three waves of volunteers and the coming of the new earth and the shift we're going through. These are the things I'm talking about everywhere. But I've gotten some new information that is coming through that's going to go into Convoluted Universe Book 4 that I'll be announcing for the first time at the Sunday night lecture about another group I've discovered. In addition to the three waves. So we're getting more and more information all the time. I just got to put it all together, all the pieces together, and write about them.
Well, another surprise we have is we had so many requests that we decided, you know how Disney brings a movie, a film out of the vault? We have brought one of the books out of the vault. It went away, and we thought it was going to stay away. No, it couldn't. It was bad. Many, many people were requesting it, and that is Legacy from the Stars. And so anyway, it has just come out just in time for the conference, so we have that back out where you can get it. Right now it's on the website. I have yet to get it into the other places yet, but it will be there.
Because, you know, we do have books, but my books have gone out of print, and other people said, I want all of the books you've ever written. And we did find it on Amazon at $100 for a used copy.
Or was it, I think it was eBay. It was someplace, it was outrageous.
Outrageous. And we said if we would have known that, we would have hung on to a few copies. But we got so many people emailing and calling. Don't you have a damaged copy laying around somewhere?
We had nothing. So we made this happen, though.
So we made a small printing, and if it goes, we'll keep it going.
Yeah.
We'll bring it in.
Right.
But it's one I wrote years ago and did go out of print. So it's Legacy from the Stars, so that will be available.
Right, and it's about all, you know, all these cases she kept having that where people were coming from other planets, so it's all about lifetimes on other planets, so it's really cool. Because
when they were light beings, and the very last chapter in the book, the person goes into the future to where we had destroyed everything on Earth, and you couldn't live on the Earth anymore because of the gases, and so they'd made a city underneath the Earth where they were living in an ant farm type existence. And the idea is, don't let this happen to your future.
Yeah.
So I guess it is time to bring it back anyway. And so now it's done.
Yeah, Dale may see himself in that book. You never know.
It's very possible.
Right.
But, you know, a lot of these books, I've been writing them for 20, 30 years, and so some of them are more relevant now than they were.
Right. Well, so much of your stuff, probably all of your stuff, is ahead of its time.
It was when I started.
And at that point, it may have seemed like, okay, it's run its course here, but like you said, see, your books have layers to them, every time you read it, you get more and more information. Another layer comes off. So it's like anybody on any level can read it and get wonderful things from it. But as you develop and evolve, that book evolves too. So every single one of them do that.
People say mm-hmm. they find things in there they didn't find the first
yes,
time.
Absolutely.
Some of them say they find things that I don't even remember writing.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, let's talk about Sherry Edwards. She's mm-hmm. also going to be at the conference, and she's a pioneer. She started out, 25 or more years ago, mm-hmm. and she is the pioneer in sound healing. She discovered that everyone has a tone. It's the same thing as vibrations and frequencies,
right.
but she found out a tone, and if you can discover that tone that is yours, you can heal yourself mm-hmm. but with the tone. So she's going to be there, and she's going to be doing this mm-hmm. in her workshop at the conference,
right.
showing people
yeah,
the tone.
Yeah, she's going to have something that she gives away to everybody in the workshop. And then she'll also be doing something at her booth where she helps you get your tone and everything. So.
And she said it'd be free software so that you can discover what your tone is, because everyone is unique. And this is very valuable. Mm-hmm. She works with doctors and hospitals all over the world mm-hmm. now because they're recognizing the value of the sound healing. Mm-hmm. So she's going to be there. And then,
well, this is what we're talking about, you know, the one person saying which one's the best. I don't think there is a best. There's so many different ones. We're all just bringing this stuff from all these past things and applying them all, and it's like, which is best for you at this time?
You mean the best healing.
Right. You know, I don't know that any one is the best. It's which one works for you, and because it's which one you resonate to, because you are bringing this through. So.
Well, in Atlantis, they knew how to heal with sound and with color.
Right.
And this is being brought back. There are many different healers out there who are going back to sound and colors. So we're just nothing
mm-hmm.
new. We're just
sure.
rediscovering what's been around for
right.
a long
well,
time.
Well, I mean, they're bringing it from these other lives and times, you know, and it's just,
yeah.
that's fine. It's wonderful.
And it's time.
This is such an exciting time to be here. It really is. You know?
Because everything is coming back. The psychic abilities
mm-hmm.
are being increased. We're getting back a lot of abilities we didn't even know we had.
And, folks, I keep getting the message that we ain't seen nothing yet. So if you're getting some stuff like that coming through, just hold on to your britches because it's going to get better.
Okay. Well, let me talk about Tricia McCannon.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've known her also. A lot of these people, we all started out together mm-hmm. 20, 25 years ago, so I've known them all this time. I found the ones who are real are the ones that hang in there. The other ones are flash in the pan, but these have been in there for many, many years. You know they're genuine. Well, Tricia has written a book about Jesus, and she has done a tremendous amount of research. She has gone all over the world and to these mystical societies and found a lot of records and ancient documents and has put together the missing parts of Jesus' life based on solid research, and she's going to be talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I know her, and she is really, she's very good at what she does, besides
mm-hmm.
being an excellent speaker. Now, some of our speakers are also going to be doing private readings.
Right, and Tricia is one of those people.
Tricia is
mm-hmm.
one that will be doing private readings. Oh, like you said, Sherry Edwards is going to be giving hers away.
Right, she'll be doing the vocal, whatever, you know, I don't know what
yes,
you call it, but the
sound.
Thing.
I think it's
mm-hmm.
with machines.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We'll find out.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some other ones that are going to be doing free reading. I mean,
not
free. No.
Sorry. Don't start that.
I don't want anybody to call in and say you said on the air
yeah.
it was free. Well, one of our favorites is Justine.
Mm-hmm.
Justine.
She's been with us from the beginning, and she's just fantastic.
Justine Alessi is a master tarot reader. I've never found anyone like her, and we published her book on the tarot where she brought it into the modern age and explaining mm-hmm. the tarot in the modern usage.
Right, modern definitions and everything. Uh-huh.
And she's a fantastic
mm-hmm.
speaker.
Mm-hmm.
And also, she's always full up every year, people
yeah.
wanting
mm-hmm.
private
right.
tarot readings with her. She's extremely accurate.
Right.
So she'll be there with that. We also have Nikki Patello. And Nikki has written a book about these new children. everybody keeps wanting to know about the new children, the ones they call the indigo children, which is not a good name for them. But they're the ones that are coming in, and it, I guess you would call this book kind of like the guide to the care and feeding.
Absolutely. I mean, well, it's written for them and their parents and teachers. It's everybody that's around them so they understand
what's
each other
going on.
So.
The book is called Children of the Stars. But it's actually explaining how these kids, how they function, how they think, mm-hmm. so you can identify with them. And
you can understand why they're here.
Yeah, what their job is and how the teachers can work with these kind of kids.
Right, right. And you said something about readings. Michael Dennis is also doing readings.
Yeah.
And go ahead.
His book is Morning Coffee with God. And it's very amusing because according to him, he had coffee with God every morning at his breakfast table, and he got all this information direct from God.
I don't doubt that he wasn't.
God is sitting there in sweatsuits and things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so amusing. And at the end of the book, you keep wondering, was this real or was it just a series of very vivid dreams?
Well, I want you to know, since I read that book and since I've been reading another book that he has submitted to us, I have had more things. I've had more lucid dreaming going on. I have had like that whole other realm open up because he introduces that. And so I think that it opens up things that we may have had all along but didn't acknowledge it. And then once you see that he's acknowledging it, then it's like, well, wait a minute. You know, then you kind of go, I wonder if I can do that. And then all of a sudden it starts happening. And then you go, oh, my gosh, now I understand why he was questioning all the time. Because in the book I couldn't understand why he kept questioning. But then it starts happening to me, and I'm like, oh, I'm questioning, you know. So,
but it does
open things up.
It's an entertaining book. He knows how to write it, that God has a sense of humor.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And it's very interesting, and it's up to you whether you think it's a dream or if it's real.
Yep.
And he is going to be taking private readings because he is a psychic.
Mm-hmm.
And all of these people.
And he's very good, too. He's very accurate.
All these people, if you want to have any readings, it'll be on our website which ones are offering readings,
right.
I think.
And then you just call in and set up the appointment.
You call in and set up the appointment with the ones that are available.
Right, and Blair Styra is also doing readings.
And he is excellent.
Yes.
He is the most renowned psychic channeler in New Zealand. And we're bringing him to America specifically for this event. And he is a fantastic speaker and also gives extremely accurate readings.
Oh, yeah. Talk about humor, and, I mean, he's
so,
fantastic. So,
and this is only a cross-section. We don't have enough time to go through the rest of the speakers, but you get an idea. If you go on our website, you'll see all of them there and know everything about it and have all the information about where the conference is going to be, the cost, and everything. And you can register online with PayPal.
Yes, or you can call the office.
Call the office and do it directly. But this is going to be a fantastic conference. And for $150 for 3 days, all day, and going into the night.
You'll get your metaphysical fill, that's for sure. So you will be fed.
You definitely. And people said that it's magical.
Yeah.
They really enjoy it. Okay, so we're coming to the top of the hour now. But we're going to have to go. The time goes fast. But our website is Ozark Mountain, OZARKMT.com. Or if you're out of the country, it's OZARKMT.com. And if you don't have a computer, which I don't know how you're listening to us if you don't have a computer, but but if you want the telephone number, you can call the office, and it's 1-800-935-0045 for more information about the conference, and it's going to be June the 18th through the 20th in Rogers, Arkansas, June 18th through the 20th at the John Q. Hammond Center in Rogers, Arkansas. And we're hoping to see all of you there, everyone who can get there. You're going to really have a wonderful weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. Please tell us you heard us on BBS.
Okay. All right, so we're going to go now. Next week we're going to be interviewing Lindsay Wagner. All right, so good night, everyone, and thanks for listening.
Thanks for calling in. Good night.